Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, good Sunday morning to ya. You're joining Justin Hermes here, Real Estate Realities. That's right. I'm going to change your life today. You tune in, you listen, you take some notes, and it's going to be an exciting one. We got Unified Title in, the best title company in the industry. Brian Cooper is going to be joining us with Dan Ozinski. They are fantastic, so make sure you stay tuned for the second segment. The third segment, we're going to be talking about all the stuff going on here in Colorado Springs. We're going to talk about our next show and how that's going to be very exciting. So here we go. The good, the bad. The good is hats off to Doug Lamborn. Congressman Lamborn, way to go. I know it's not a final decision to have the Space Force here. It's a temporary one. It's going to happen, guys. Come on. I've been saying it for the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. It's coming. It's coming here, okay? And is it a coincidence that we're working on getting funding from the state to do $128 million in road improvements around these military installations? No, they know it's coming. They're planning for it. It's going to be a huge influx to the economy here in Colorado Springs. Coinciding with it, kind of on the bad, is CDOT did a tour down here and talked with some of the city officials, and I just don't think they're being proactive enough. We're like the ugly stepchild to Denver. We're not getting the attention we need as far as roads and infrastructure, and we're just growing, growing, growing. We got to be wise. Okay, next week, we got scheduled the governor to come on the show and also Senator Lundeen, and we're going to talk to him about CDOT infrastructure. What's going on here, guys? I mean, what is the game plan here for Colorado Springs? Or are we just kind of flying by the seat of our pants and making last-minute adjustments? We got to be 10 years out, and we have to have prime infrastructure, because if we're going to attract people and be the great state that we are, we have to be ahead of the game. That's what you're seeing states like Texas do with TexRail, right? They got a lot of money going into their rail system, and you can't just solve the problem by adding more lanes on the highway. It's going to be congested. We need it. There's been talk of it. Not serious talk, though. We need it. We need a train up and down the whole Front Range. About 80 miles per hour should be the speed of that train to be sufficient for people to travel an alternative route besides just getting in their car and driving. Okay, so that's my rant on the bad there. If you're listening to me, it's Justin Hermes, okay? I'm helping you create wealth through passive income. I help you sell property. We did 82 transactions last year. I help you buy property, and I help you rent it. I'm not like the normal realtor who's going to come in and say, well, you have to sell because that's the only way I make a buck. Nope, we can look at the rental option and make sure we're doing what's best fit for you. Stick with me as we bring on Unified Title for the second segment. You're listening to Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes. KRDO News Radio, 719-232-1063. Are you ready for a good time?
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes.
Guys, hey, thanks for sticking with me here. Welcome in to the second segment of the show. We got the best title company here, Dano, and he's bringing in the one and only Mr. Brian Cooper. Welcome in, guys.
The big gun.
Thanks, Justin. Glad to be here.
You got it. Yeah, this is why we got these guys on the radio, and me, myself, just because you don't want us on TV. It's a rough bunch here. But they got their jammies on this morning, and they've had their French toast, so they got a big smile.
Attaboy.
So Brian, give us, since your first time on, just give us a little background. Obviously, you started the company, and kind of give us the rundown, if you would.
Well, thanks, Justin. Let me start by saying, I know you don't want me to mention much about you, but I'm not going to listen. I'm going to. I've known your dad. I've known John Hermes for 20-plus years. Have dealt with him, have known him both personally and professionally, and the ultimate professional. There's a lot of good people in our industry, and only a handful of great ones, and he's one of them. And it's been a real honor to watch you grow into what you've grown into as a man and a professional in the real estate industry. So I did want to start with that. So yeah, Unified Title, you know, we've been in business since 1992, locally owned and operated. And what that means is we're not corporate. So we make local decisions. We've got more of a speedboat mentality. Everything in our industry is not black and white. Sometimes things happen and you got to be able to deal with it and switch gears and do what's best for the consumer. A lot of our industry sometimes forgets that. And we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the consumers buying and selling and refinancing and that kind of thing. So, you know, at one point, Unified Title had the one office in downtown Colorado Springs. And
is that where you're at now on Sawatch there?
It is, right downtown Cascade in Colorado, right in Sawatch, the old Sun Plaza building, which goes a whole city block long. So what's happened is we have grown by attracting some of the best real estate professionals in the industry. Therefore, we service with title and escrow closing needs all 64 Colorado counties. We have physical offices, essentially in 14 offices up and down the Front Range, and we've just attracted some of the best people. It's all about the people, regardless. How you treat people. I think one thing that's really separated us is finding people who truly care. We don't have staff that works for us where it's a job. We have people where it's a true career, and they go the extra mile to make sure that people are being taken care of.
Yeah,
and that's
been a big plus. I think you can tell. It's kind of a family atmosphere that you guys have there at Unified. And I know when, you know, Kelly's out of town, there's always somebody there who says, yep, I'll jump in, you know, whether it's Norma or somebody else. And to me, you know, like any other business, if people are out for their own good, it's not going to work. But when they got the team mentality, everyone's pulling their weight, that's when the magic happens.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, the bottom line, most people don't know what title is. They know they need it, but they leave it up to the real estate professional, right? You, the realtor, the builder, the lender, the banker, that type of thing. So, you know, what happens, people ask me all the time, what do you do? And ultimately, we help facilitate the ultimate American dream, and that's home ownership. Therefore, we research properties for refinances, residential, commercial purchases, land, that kind of thing. And then we ensure clear ownership, clear title to those people. And in doing so, our staff works with the real estate professionals, coordinating the closing times, the various documents needed by the lenders and the state and that kind of thing. So, you know, we often get asked as well, well, can a consumer choose the title company? Absolutely. I mean, ultimately, it is their choice, right? But most of them say, I don't know anybody. Please choose who you think is the best to work with. But, you know, truth be told, when somebody buys a house and they go to refinance it later, they can come back and say, we want to refi with Unified Title. They can tell the lender that. And that's not an issue at all.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing for people to realize right now. If you're listening, because there's a lot of radio listeners out there right now who are going, geez, I mean, the Fed's going to lower rates again, another 25 basis points. It's time to refi. And you better make sure you have a good title company handling it, because it's not just the lender putting the pieces together. You know, so if you're listening and you're thinking about refinancing, you need to ask your lender to use Unified Title.
Yeah,
because you guys do a ton of refinances, you know it like the back of your hand, right?
Absolutely.
And if somebody's doing a reverse mortgage, you guys handle that as well?
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
Because a lot of the radio listeners are doing that. They're doing a reverse mortgage at purchase, or, you know, a reverse, straight up reverse mortgage. But the refinance right now is I'm doing it myself in another couple of months.
Sure.
You know, when rates dip, you got to take advantage of it. So remember that, folks. If you're listening, you're driving right now, pull over on the side of the road, write down Unified Title so you can relay that to your mortgage lender. Now, if it's a national one, and which I don't recommend, I recommend you use a local lender, but some people call PennyMac, right? You know, or Wells Fargo, and they say, hey, we want to refinance. You guys can still facilitate that too? Do they just tell
absolutely.
The guy in Kansas who they're on the phone with, this is the title company?
Yep. Happens all the time.
Okay.
Happens all the time. And, you know, in Colorado, there's 64 different counties, and in some ways it's done 64 different ways. So for somebody out of California or New York to try to do something here, it's not as effective typically.
I'm curious, if the consumer doesn't know and they ask, does the lender just have ties and connections here?
Like oftentimes. Oftentimes.
Yeah, yep. So they just say, hey, you know, Bank United, this is who we use, and PennyMac, this is who we use in the area.
That's exactly right.
But they don't probably know the person from Adam. They've never met him. It's just an online, probably, referral system. Am I right or am
yep.
I wrong?
Yep, typically so.
Yeah, so I think it's nice, the fact that if you are listening, title's a big deal, right? So I think you stop by one of their offices, you can at least say, put a face to the name.
You owe
and
you
say,
don't.
All right, this is Unified Title. I'm going to tell my lender who's never met me before in Washington, who's going to do my loan, at least I can talk to somebody face-to-face locally.
Local, that's right. You know, a few things that separate us, Justin, and it's not at all intended to be a commercial, but, you know, we become a melting pot of some of the best people in the industry. Dan Olsinski right here is a perfect example of it. When somebody's been in another company for 10, 15, 20 years and they join us, they oftentimes bring not just good character and that kind of thing, but they bring good ideas. So we're adaptable. We try to keep getting better and better. And number two, it is all about the people. People are going to make mistakes. Our people make mistakes. It's not what happens, it's how you respond. So with those mistakes, we're able to you know, fix them and take care of people. So the other thing is we're very community driven. Each of our offices through the state do something on an annual basis, if not more often, for whatever it is that pulls at their heartstrings in that community.
I know, and I did one last year with you out at Perry Park.
Absolutely.
And now what was that for again?
Now that one we do on a statewide basis. So each office does something, and then as a company overall, we host a charity golf tournament. We've done it for special kids, special families.
Yeah, that was great. Last year I was in it. I didn't play too well.
But yeah, I remember
that.
I remember the divots you took.
Yeah. The course was beat up. They closed it down for the next week because they had to do all the repairs.
I think you're not supposed to be there this year, Justin.
That's funny. So it is great, though, because we do talk about that. We do a fundraiser every year, and that's a big thing for us because if you're in it for yourself and you don't have the community in mind, I don't think you succeed.
We've never thought God put us here just to generate and consume. If you can give back and do it for the right reasons and not to have your name, you know, put up on a banner or that kind of thing, then it feels good. And our people love that. And that's the kind of people that we've attracted to work with as well.
That's great. That's great. How many employees are you at, Brian?
You know, statewide, we're over 100.
Yep. A lot of moving parts there.
A lot of moving parts. But you know what? It's like one big family. We get to know the kids, the grandparents. Very family-owned, very family-run, oriented, very traditional.
Yeah, that's great. When did you open up Unified? What year?
Unified opened up in 1992.
Gosh, I was 2 years old. I was just learning to walk.
Wow, I can't believe you said that.
You got to be truthful, right? The radio
so
listeners
true.
Know I'm 29 and I'm just hitting my maturity level of probably a 15-year-old, but that's okay.
And I would love to just interject or just at least say something about the family part of things. And Brian really, kind of add some credence to what he mentioned there. A cool story, before I was even working for the company, Brian took the time to invite me to one of their company events. And it just involved families and stuff like that. And he offered to involve my family as well. And he and Angie made sure that not only that my kids were well taken care of, but he introduced me to some of the key people in his company. And it was pretty cool because it just gave me a chance to familiarize myself with Title, because I had no idea about Title when I was first asked to come on board. So I had to familiarize myself and see if this was a good fit. And the cool part that I thought was very, telling was the fact that Brian would introduce me to somebody and then he'd go walk away and let them say what they wanted to say. And it was pretty cool. And I had some pretty pointed questions to ask to see if this was going to be a good move for me a little over 4 years ago. So it was pretty cool.
That's great. That's a good story to hear. And what resonates with me, I know we joke about 1992, but that's a long time, folks. You don't, it's a small town still. El Paso County is, right? Colorado Springs. And I know you're in other areas too, but you don't last. You don't last that long if you're not offering good service. So I think it just speaks volume. You know, your guys' credibility, how long you've been around. And there are some radio listeners down. Maddie, Canyon City, right? This goes all the way to Canyon City, doesn't it? All right, just double checking you're not snoozing back there. Can you guys service Canyon City?
Oh, yeah. We've got an office in Canyon City. Two amazing people there. Very, very experienced, and they do a heck of a job.
That's great. So, yeah, if you're listening, you're down there in Canyon City, and I know before we've talked with Dan about if you're in a remote location or if you are elderly, can't leave the house. You guys have done this for some of my clients. You guys can come to the consumer's house and facilitate that.
Right on. That's exactly what we can do. A lot of times the closer can do that. And the cool part about the company as well is we're all trained in some manner or form to be able to do presents or closings. So the sales team as well as the closers and the assistants can sometimes do that travel or make that call.
Perfect. That's great. That's great. So we got a minute left here. Is there anything else you want to give us some parting words of wisdom?
You know, not of wisdom, just more of an attitude of gratitude to those consumers out there who have closed with us and the real estate professionals. You certainly, Justin, we're very appreciative. It's more of a partnership for us, and we like working with people we work with. We have people that we've closed for that'll still just stop in to say hey every now and then, and that's just really a cool thing.
That's the name of the game. Guys, you're listening to Real Estate Realities. We had Brian Cooper on, Dan Ozinski. If you have questions about what we talked about, or you say, yeah, I want to use the best title company in Colorado, what's the contact information they can call, whether it's front desk? What's the easiest, guys?
Well, as we've done on other shows, Justin, they can contact me directly at 719-351-9705. That's my mobile number. Best way to get a hold of me. Same number since I moved here in 2002. So I would love to talk to you and see what I can do to assist. And I'll make sure that you get to the right people, of course, as well.
That's fantastic. That's great. Well, these guys are the best in the business. That's why we bring them in. They keep us up to date. So stick around as we go into our third segment here. We're talking a little bit about the Space Force, what's coming to Colorado Springs. Real Estate Realities, Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063.
One thing I can tell you is you got to be free.
This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
All right, guys, we're into the third segment. Stay awake, grab some coffee. Come on, hang with me here. Okay, we already went over the good, the bad at the beginning. I'm just telling you, the Space Force is going to be a big impact here on our economy here in Colorado Springs. I've been calling it for a long time. We got the temporary decision, but it's going to be a full-time, I'm telling you. And that's why I've highlighted some areas, and I've sold a lot of homes off that Powers corridor there that is going to be close to where you're going to see the biggest economic impact. If you want to be part of it, if you want to create the passive income, build a real estate portfolio, you need to call me. I'm the best in the game as far as building passive income through real estate. My name's Justin Hermes. I'm a native. I was born here, and my dad's been doing business here for 30 years. So we got it packed down, and we manage property too. We help you keep that asset in a good condition, okay? My number is 719-232-1063. That's 719-232-1063. And what holds a lot of people back is they go, well, I'm afraid I'm going to make a mistake, Justin. What happens if I do the investment property thing, it doesn't work out? Well, you got a teacher. You have somebody guiding you. That's why it's important. You're not doing it with a realtor who says, well, I don't own any investment properties. Oh, but I'll help you buy one. Oh, really? What type of teacher is that? Seriously, what type of teacher goes, I'll help you do it, but I don't do it? Practice what you preach, folks. If you're going to be helping people buy investment properties, you need to have a portfolio. At least own one investment property. Okay, it's very important because you have to know what you're looking for, right? As far as numbers, as far as maintenance, as far as cap rate, and things like that, okay? You have to have a good teacher, and that's what I'm here for. And this is the way a lot of people think, okay? And it starts in schooling at very young ages. We don't learn about finances. We don't learn about mortgages. We don't learn about debt, good debt, bad debt. We learn about calculus and algebra and stuff you won't use. I don't know why the school system isn't doing a better job of this, but basically this is what they're teaching you. Get a job, work hard, and the really rich people are evil. They're evil. What? Are you kidding me? The rich people are evil because they're finding ways to leverage and create passive income. You can only earn so much at your job, folks. You got to go beyond that to create passive income. And it's here in Colorado Springs. I got the systems. I can tell you right now, with the properties I've bought, I could retire at age 29. And I've done this over the last 6 years. I kid you not. You don't believe me, call me. We'll sit down and have a cup of coffee. My number's 232-1063, and I can help you do it too. It doesn't take a lot of money. Does it take some? Yes. I'm not going to tell you, oh, you don't need any money like these other real estate joke of commercials. Use other people's money. That's not going to work. It does take your own money, but if you use the tools that I have, I can teach you ways to do it with minimal money down. I got a radio listener right now, Kevin Bernstetter, who's doing that. I just helped Marianne and Scott do the same thing. Great people, radio listeners, Jason Shireman, Wayne Givens. I can go on and on. And my buddy Wayne doesn't make a killing, okay? These people aren't millionaires. It's like they just trust the process and go, wow, it really isn't that difficult. Well, that's what happens, folks, when you get out of your comfort zone. You learn. And you create different ways to get income. It's very important. And if you just sit there and go, you can't, okay? I can't do that. I can't get real estate. I can't create passive income. I'm just going to put all my money in my 401k. No, you can. And that's the problem right there. It's not the financials. It's not the credit score. It's your mindset. I can't do that. You can. You can be a real estate investor. And that's what I help people with. And the thing is a lot of realtors come into your house and say, well, we're going to sell it. Why? Because that's the only way I make money, is if I sell your house. I'm going to release a bunch of tips on selling and the best ways to do this and this and try to get people, you know, to use me as their realtor. What? Come on. I mean, tips to selling? You're going to read a book about that? Do I go read a book about the whole financial market and how to invest? No. I have a financial advisor who does a darn good job. Okay, so you're reading books and getting tips on selling. Come on, wake up. Wake up. What you should be doing is having the conversation like I did yesterday with a gal over lunch. And, oh, Justin, should I sell at $420,000? We bought it at $320,000. That's $100,000. Well, after realtor fees, about $80,000. Okay, or should I rent it for $2,500? I did the math. I told her, hey, here it is. 7% return on your money. Can you sell, take that $80,000 and make more than 7%? If you can, great. Let me know where you're investing it because I want to do the same thing in a tangible asset. Come on. Really? You're going to do better than 7%? Now, if we ran the numbers and maybe she didn't get a good buy or was very high leverage and I said you're only going to get 5%, then yeah, there's some guaranteed funds out there that are around 4 or 5%. But when you're getting 7, 8, I mean, guys, the last one I did, I got 13% return on the money for the investor. I mean, come on. Really, you're telling me you're getting that in the stock market? Wake up. Build your real estate portfolio as at least one of your buckets. You need three of them. Maybe life insurance is another one. Universal life. Maybe 401k. Maybe Roth IRA. If real estate is not part of your bucket, you're in trouble. Let me tell you that right now. And the way Colorado Springs is growing, and I can tell you by 2050, we'll double in size, and you're going, I just don't really know. I mean, we may have a recession. Duh. We're going to have a recession at some point. Nationwide. Will Colorado Springs feel it? Nah, we'll have a little bit of a slowdown. We need it. We need to get back to 5, 6%. But let me tell you this, there's good buys in any market. And the last ones I've done with my investors, we're walking in with 30, 40K of equity. I'm telling you, 30, 40K. So even if that market does correct, we're not going to feel a thing. And we are not flipping homes, folks, to make 10, 15 grand that isn't going to change your life. We're long-term renting, paying them off in 15 years, and creating $5,000, $6,000 of passive income a month to support your retirement. And better yet, helping you get to the point where you can then give back, right? To the community. That's what I like to work on with my clients. I say, this is great. This is fun. We're making money. We're building passive income. Now let's give back. Let's give back to the less fortunate. Let's give back to the homeless. That's what life's about, and that's why this gets me fired up, because not only can I help you create passive income real estate, we're going to help this community, because we're going to create ways to give back, not through taxes, not through government involvement. No, we're going to do it through the community. And you, the radio listener, you call in, you take the leap of faith, it's going to be so fruitful for you, and then also when you give back, it's going to put your life on a totally different level. Call me right now. I want to talk to you, the radio listener, 719-232-1063. We can help you create a great asset through rental properties. And also, folks, if you're listening, you go, Justin, I will talk to you about the rental, but I'm leaning more towards selling. We're senior specialized, and that's why we're partnered with Arrow Moving and Storage. And downsizers, where they just come in, they do everything for you. You call me, I handle everything for you. Estate, yep, we'll take care of the whole thing. You need to do a refinance, you need to do a reverse mortgage, call me. We do the whole thing. But we're going to run numbers first, because I'm not out to make a quick buck to sell your house. We're going to do the best thing for you. And that's the difference, because you don't interview many realtors who sell homes and rent them. All right, folks, thanks for listening. Real Estate Realities, Justin Hermes. Next week, we got scheduled the governor to come in and Senator Lundeen. We're going to get these guys on the hot seat a little bit on infrastructure in Colorado Springs. Why are we neglecting infrastructure? Why aren't we thinking ahead? Why aren't we implementing things for the future? If you want to have some questions answered or you have questions for me that you'd like me to ask them, call me at 719-232-1063. You've been listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO News Radio. And remember, it's not all about the mortgages. It's not all about the passive income. At the end of the day, it's about using the gifts God has given you and blessing those around you. You've been listening to Real Estate Realities. Justin Hermes, 719-232-1063.
Welcome to my house. Come on, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go around.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Welcome to my house.
We're all here and you know that you want to stay.